Yishkoyach once again for everybody for coming. Tonight I wanted to speak about something that comes out again, something that comes out of the parasha, both in Mili Da'agoda, Mili the, maybe you would say Mili the Machshavu or Musar, but that'll be this, later on. But in the Dvar Halacha, the pasuk that says Lachein Emar Hineni Noisen Lo Yes Brisi Shalom, right in the beginning of the parasha, Pinchas was Heshiv Es Chamosi Me'al Bnei Yisrael B'Kanoi Es Kinosi Kinosi B'Soichom. So Pinchas receives the bris, the covenant of Shalom. And we're all familiar with the fact that the covenant of Shalom, that the word Shalom, and I'm not going to discuss this right now, is written in a very strange way in the Torah. It's written, the Vav, Shin Lamed, is a Vav, and the Mem, but the Vav is almost sliced in half. It's almost a 45 degree angle cutting through the Vav. It's called a Vav Ketiyo. Okay, but the word, there's a bris of Shalom. So I'd like to discuss the word Shalom. I'd like to discuss that word. That word is a very pivotal word in Chazal. We're going to see the Mishnah in the last parak, the Mishnah of Haroya, the last parak of Brachas. The Mishnah says the following thing. The Mishnah says, "V'hiskinu shehei adam shoyel es shloim chaveiro." They were mistaken that a person should be shoyel shalom from his friend, b'shem, with the shame Hashem. Shenemar v'hine boyaz bo mibeis lechem, v'yomer lakaitzrim Hashem imochem, v'yomer lo yivarechecha Hashem. And the Mishnah learns from here that you should be mevarech with the Shem Hashem. Says Rashi, they were misakin that a person should be shoyel with the Shem Hashem. Says Rashi, b'shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo yaminen mezalzel hu b'chvoidei shel makom, that he's being mezalzel with the kavod of Hashem, b'shvil kavod habrias lahoitzi shem shemayim olav. And you learn this from Boyas. However, the Rambam learns a different pshat in this Mishnah. He doesn't say that you should say the Shem Hashem, but the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says that Shalom is the Shem of Hashem. Shalom is the Shem of Hashem. And if a person uses the name, uses the word Shalom, so when a person says Shalom Aleichem, that is what they were misakin. They weren't misakin to use Hashem's name, they were. But Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. Since Shalom is one of the names of Hashem, if a person says Shalom Aleichem, what he's actually doing is he's being masked Yishem Hashem. As I state in Rambam, that's what the Rambam says. And we're going to see that this is not only the Shita of the Rambam, but it's other Rishonim too. And the Gemara says a very interesting thing. This is a very Nidaitic Halacha. It's going to come to a Halacha if you're at a swimming pool, the people are not dressed, or in a mikveh, if you don't have your yarmulke on in a swimming pool or in a basketball court, of course you should put it on, but in between, after you take the shot and the yarmulke falls off and you pick it up, yeah, if somebody says Shalom Aleichem to you, it might be nagea. So we're going to talk a little bit about this halacha and what the poskim discuss in the word Shalom. The Gemara in Bracha says a very interesting thing. The Gemara, I don't have a watch. That clock is about a half hour too slow. No. Now it's an older time. Now it's not going to help. Sure. Now it's late. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. You can't be, first of all, if a person is in a merchatz, there are different parts of the merchatz. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud says. There were parts of the outside of the merchatz where everybody stayed dressed. They were dressed. There was the ante room before you went in. People were lavish over there. People were dressed over there. So the Gemara says, the Gemara brings, a nichnas lebeis ha-merchatz, mokim shebnei adam oimdim levushim, Yesha mikru tefillah. You could daven, you could read psukim, you could do everything there. Yeah. Vein tzarich lemer she'el shalom. Certainly, you could ask shalom. Umeiniach tefillin. Vein tzarich lemer she'en echolitz. When a person can wear tefillin over there, let's say you have a place that some people are dressed and some people are not dressed. It's an area where some people go not dressed, some people go dressed. Yesh sham she'el shalom. Vein sham mikru tefillah. You can't daven there. You can't say psukim there. But you could be she'el shalom. You could say shalom aleichem. Vein echol. Still, you're not taking tefillah off. Vein meni echlech atzilu. Malkim shemnei adam oim de marumim. Ein sham she'el shalom. Vein sarach loim mikru utefillah bechol tefillah. You can't even be she'el shalom if everybody is arum over there in that malkim. The Gemara says after that. The Gemara says, "Aser laAdam sheyiten shalom lechaveri beveis hamerchas mishum shenema veyikra loy hashem shalom." Because the pasuk calls, this is what the Rambam is talking about. The pasuk says Hashem shalom. So Hashem seemingly is a description. Shalom is a description of Hashem. So shalom is Hashem. So you can't be shalom in America. Elameyato hemnusa namios. So you shouldn't be able to speak about emuna. You shouldn't say the words of emuna or emes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the emuna in Hashem. You should be able to say that based on kisei. Dechsev hokel ha-ne'emon. You shouldn't say a ne'emon. V'chitei ma'achinam. But the Gemara says you could. Zok the Gemara. Hosam shem gufei. Loi ikri. Hachidim adherik minon elokod de mehem. Over there, by shalom. Shalom is the description of the Shem Hashem. So it's a Shem Hashem. However, emes and emuna is not eloka that is that has emuna, but it's not the shame itself. It's not shame gufe. So this gemara seems to say that shalom is actually absolutely the shame of Hashem. It's actually interesting that Rashi and Gittin. I'm not going to go to that. I didn't know this later. Was Rashi and Gittin seems to say that to a goy, you're not allowed to use the shame Hashem. To a goy, you could say shalom aleichem. To a yid, you could use the shem Hashem. We saw already Rashi learned differently than the Rambam. The Rambam learns that shalom is the shem Hashem, right? Therefore, since shalom is the shem Hashem, so that was the takara. Rashi learned that wasn't the takara. The takara was even more than that. Use an actual shem, not only a shem that's shalom, which is not so much a shem Hashem, but mamish the shem Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. You said the shem Adnos, right? That you could say that's only to a yid. Over there, the Gemara over there says that the person should be makdim shalom to a guy, over there to an akum, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Aleph, over there Rashi says you should only use shalom. So it's very interesting to say, Lamashil, G-O-D bless you, to a yid, Pashtus, that's Pashtus Akina of the Shem Hashem, to a yid, the stomach, you would be able to do such a thing. But to a guy, you shouldn't be able to do such a thing. You shouldn't be able to do such a thing according to this Rashi. Okay. But I want to talk a little bit vital. So, there's a Taisus in Sait that says a very, very important thing. Tyson Sait the Fyud. Gabi the Shame of Shalom, he has the Kashi. The Gemara over here says a very interesting thing that Shimshin was named Al Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shimshin Agiba. Well, I'm Rabbi Yechidah, Shimshin Al Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra. Shenemar ki shemeshu mogein Hashem elikim. Says the Gemara, elameyata lo yimcha. So you shouldn't be able to erase the name Shimshin. If Shimshin was nikra shem Hashem, so you shouldn't be able to erase the name Shimshin because you're not allowed to. We know that the shame of Hashem, you're not allowed to be meichik, right? It's not allowed to be nimcha. The mashal in the Bismedrash over here, we have shivisi yudkei vavkei l'negdi somis, right? Many of the midrashim will just say, "Hey, with a shrekel." Why? Because if ever you take it down the Aron Kodesh, you change, you remove whatever it is. You're not allowed to take the letters apart. You take the letters apart, it'd be a mechikas Hashem, right? It's a very big problem. Okay, so the shem is she'en nimchakim. The shem is she'en nimchakim. So the Gemara says, "Elameyat leyimche leyimche." Shouldn't be able to erase his name. Says the Gemara, "Elameyain shmoi shel Hakadosh Baruch." Shimshin is meyain of the shem of Hakadosh Baruch. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megin Al Kol HaOilim Kulay Af Shimshin Megin B'Dor Rishal Yisrael. Yes, Taisus Akash. Teino L'Rebbe. Ma Yishno Misholim. Right? The Gemara asks a kasha. The Gemara says, Shimshin is Hashem Hashem. Frekta says, kasha. Shimshin is no bet. And the Gemara is having me. The Gemara says, you shouldn't be able to erase it. Frekta says, kasha. What about Shalom? Shalom is the Shem Hashem. Omer Rav Amnon, Mishmei De'ula, Asa Lo'adam, Shiitim Shalom, Lechaber Bebeis HaMerchat. Why? Mishum, the Shem Gufei Yikri Shalom. Because Hashem's name is called Shalom. Kidachsiv, Vayikra La Hashem Shalom. The local Choshev Levi, Mesech Tesayfrim, Bahadi Shem, Hashem, Mechokim. Places is the Kasha. In Mesech Tesayfrim, it lists the names of Hashem that you're not allowed to erase. Moshe Yudke, Boske, Yad, Moshe, not allowed to erase. So you can say Shalom there. And the Gemara calls Shalom the Shem Hashem. So how could the Gemara say that Shimshon you shouldn't be able to erase because it's a Shem Hashem? Maybe Shimshon is the same level Shem Hashem as Shalom, which you can erase, but you don't let him mention it in the Beis HaMerchatz. Says Tosfos, the Tana was shy. The Tana left out Shalom. But Enoch Hanami, you're not allowed to erase the name Shalom. You're not allowed to erase the word Shalom. Now that's a very big chiddush. Tosfos is saying a tremendous chiddush. Tosfos is saying that a person is not allowed to erase, if a person writes Shin Lamed Vav Mem, you're not allowed to erase the word. Not only are you not allowed to mention it in a Beis HaMerchatz, right? But you're not allowed to erase the word Shalom. Okay? Very, very big chiddush. That this Tosfos is a das, is, I would say is a das yachid. This Tosfos is a machloikis on this Tosfos, there's a chaylik on this Tosfos, the Rosh in the Tshuvos. The Rosh in the Tshuvos says, okay, that the Shem Shalom, right, is also, it's not a, from the Shem Hashem and Imchakim. You can erase the word Shalom too. A person can erase that word Shalom too. Okay, so you shouldn't be masculine, but you can erase the word. What about saying Shalom, Begili Harosh? Is a person allowed to say Shalom, Blois and Kop? A person says Shalom Aleichem to you, you're at the pool. Right? A person sits down next to you, whatever. Say Shalom Aleichem, how are you? I haven't seen you all year. Are you allowed to say Shalom Aleichem back? So, this is actually seemingly the Magen Avraham would seem to say. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadik Aleph says the following thing: Yesh Oimrim she'asa lahitzi askara mitiv b'roish magula. It says you're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem with your head uncovered. Okay, that is the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadik Aleph Sif Gimel. Okay, that's not a Gemara. You're not allowed to say it b'reish magul. Okay? It's a Rabbeinu Yeruch. V'yeshar m'sheyesh limcha shalai yikonis b'beis ha'knesses b'gili ha'rosh. That a person is not allowed to walk into the Beis Medrash b'gili ha'rosh with his head uncovered. In fact, it's brought over a very interesting thing. The Binyan Siyan brings, and the Shashuv brings the Binyan Siyan, he says that if a goy walks into Beis Medrash, you have to tell him that he's not allowed to walk in without a yarmulke. Even though there's no real Indian of a goy covering his head. B'chlal, even a goy is not allowed to walk into Beis Medrash without a yarmulke, without his head covered. And this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So now, what about the Shem Shalom? So if you look at the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham is in Siman Pei Dalet. The Magen Avraham says, and the halacha was is that Merchat Yinal Rabbi Shoyel Shalom, She'elah Shalom Aser, the Shalom Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hu Adin B'mevuayis HaMetunafayis, in areas that are dirty, that have zevel and garbage, that you're not allowed to say be masker shame, aser b'sheil shalom, v'adam sheshmai shalom, a person whose name is shalom, aser lekreisay b'shmai, you can't call his name. Not only can you say shalom aleichem, but if you meet a guy shalom in the pool with his head uncovered or in a mokum mitunef or in a merchatz, you can't call his name. You can't refer to him. Avu b'loshin laz shari, I guess you can call him. What do you call Shalom? What's an English name for Shalom? I don't even know. Peace. Okay. You can call him. Azar Shteit Magen Avraham. Now, historically, by the way, this Magen Avraham is a fascinating, fascinating tshuva. There's a tshuva, Shalos Tshuvos Mimamakim. You might know where the Tshuvos Mimamakim, who wrote the Tshuvos Mimamakim. Tshuvos Mimamakim is perhaps one of the saddest svarim ever written. Tshuvos Mimamakim was written in the Second World War. In the Holocaust, it was written mamish, very, very terrible shilas. And the truth is, it's a depressing sefer, but it's a sefer that a person, if a person wants to have amun and see what amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through difficult times, you know, we think a little recession, you know, a couple of thousand points on the Dow Jones is a difficult time. You see what people went through, and the shila was about being masked in shame of shalom in the camps. where the area, where there were makomos with tadafos and there were latrines and there was zevel all over the place, are they allowed to be kabaski rishon? This was a shaila that was on people's minds. Okay, I don't know that we could say that the same would be of us. Chas v'shalom, Akash Baruch Hashem, b'bal leila petrunya. But the Mishnah Makom says a very interesting thing. He's chalak on this morgan avah. He says the etzem is a spek sefer. He says aleph to suffik. If you remember the lashon shulchan aruch, what does shulchan aruch say? So many of yesh oimrim that it's also to say right the shame the chlal with the head uncovered. Not only b'roish golui. The shaila really over there was more b'roish golui also that they wear without the heads uncovered. So he's really addressing that point. I'm sorry. It was, the shalom was twofold, but he's addressing the point that the head's uncovered. He said, it's yesh oimrim, you're not allowed to say to Shem Hashem with your head uncovered. And lemaisa, the Rosh Hashita is that it's taken not from the Shem Hashem and Mechokim. If it's taken not from the Shem Hashem and Mechokim, it lies what? A svek sveka. Since it's a svek sveka, you're allowed to be masked the Shem Shalom without the Yamakov. So it would come out that there's a very big machloikas over here. The Magen Avraham would say that you can't with Bereish Goli, and the Chuvas Meir Makim would say that one could. I guess b'shachat tzayrich, this time you could be samech on this. I don't know if the person's wife has to call him or something. I don't know what it is, exactly what it is. A makom tzayrich would be more. The last thing I wanted to discuss in the halacha is a very, very interesting halacha, and is a very interesting Chuvas Radvaz. The Chuvas Radvaz is based on a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, on the name Sholem. What? In Siman Reish Ayin Vov. Can't see anymore. I need a Yoruday Gimel. If someone can give me a Yoruday Gimel. I thought this was a Gimel. I'm sorry. Please, thank you. Stamets in front of an Erva. So Stamets is a Makom that's the Lucharis in front of an Erva. Connected an Erva. Yeah, 100%. No. This is Ramesh Hashem Hashem. I should have mentioned that. Can I get a woman of the Nerva for a person to say Shalom in front of a woman that's here is uncovered? It's a big problem. Yeah, Lechler. Now, it's Kineged in there, opposite in there. It's not difficult when her here is uncovered. But she's opposite in there. She's facing someone who's here is uncovered. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch Reish Ayin Vav is very interesting. The halacha says, the Ramah says the following thing. At the end of Siman Reish Ayin Vav, thank you very much. The Ramah says the following halacha. Osur lichtoiv shem lechatchila shaloi v'sefer. You're not allowed to write one of the shemos of Hashem. A lot of you take off on a paper. Nobody's ever going to write Yud Kei Vav Kei on a paper. Why not? Aleph Dalet Nun, you're going to write on paper. Elokim, you're going to write on a paper. Nobody writes it. Why not? Because it is Ramah. Why? Also, lichtoiv shem lechatchila, right? That's what even some people don't write Beis Hey on a paper, right? No, it's just an abbreviation for that. Shaloi b'sefer diyuchal lover lidei bizayin. The lachein is haran shaloi lichtoiv shem beigeres. You don't say him in a letter. You don't say shem Hashem. V'yesh nizharim afilu b'milas shaloi. Even the word shalom you shouldn't write in a letter. Shaloi ligmar ksivasoi. You shouldn't be geimer et ksiva. Very interesting, Ramah. What does it mean? You shouldn't be geimer et ksiva. Pashas, what it means is, you shouldn't write a complete word. You shouldn't write the complete word, Shalom. The Radvaz is the Shalom. Brings the Shalom. Sha'al to me many. Al-Mashenogu Shaloi. Sorry, before I get to that, the Magen Avraham, I'm sorry, the Shach comments on that Ramah, the Shach comments that the world is not like this way. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned this. The Shach comments, the Raiva Oilam Einis Horam Bazeh, Kach Kosov, who would say this? The Chuvas Harash is Choylik on Taisvus. He holds Shalom is not what? Is not the Shem Hashem. And Mele, he says the Rav Ellen doesn't, there's not much, but I'm writing Shalom in a letter. Zok the Radvaz. Sha'alta mimen al mashe nagu shaloi lichtev Shalom mole b'chsovim im yesh lazesmach. Should people not write the word Shalom? Chuva. Yofahim oisim lefishahu shmoi shalakadish baruch. Shenemar vayikru lo Hashem Shalom. They would write it without a vav. They would write it sholim, not sholim, without a vav. Mamish, without him, without the vav. Ketiyah, without the vav itself. The imtaim him came gam milas emes lo yichtivu.
Shouldn't write Emes in a bet letter. Emes is also Shemar Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheker HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Emes. The Eibush is called Emes. You shouldn't write Emes in a letter.
Says the Radvaz. Listen, very interesting. Ulefichach ani oimer shemashi yesh lizar shaloy lichtev sholem molei haynu bizman she'elas sholem. L'moshul. If you want to write sholem alech in the beginning of a letter, you shouldn't write the word sholem totally. And if you ever look at Rosh Yeshiva's letters, you'll see it says Aleph Ches Dalet Shin He Tes. You know what that means? Acha Drisus Hashloim Vahatoiv. But it's an abbreviation. It's not written Shalom. Shalom. Why? The Ba'ois Hashem is Chavin Lase Shalom Lechaveri. You mevarich your friend Shalom. Since you bring mevarich your friend Shalom, Memela over there you're invoking Hashem's name. May eis bal hashalom kimoisha amar boyaz lekaitzrim. Being the Mishnah that boyaz said to the kaitzrim, what Hashem imachem? So he said Hashem should be with you. Shezu kavanas anoyis and shalom lechaveri. Avolim bol lichtoy viksav sheyeh shalom boelam. What do you say? There's peace in the world. Is there shalom? Is there the war over? Over there, you could say the word shalom. Okay. Lechayra, a person's name, would be the exact same thing. It's true. Revised, a person's name. You're not invoking the shem Hashem. You're not invoking the shalom of Hashem. The Mela lechayra, based on this Radvaz, one would what? One would be able to really say, call a person's name. But shalom aleichem is different. But to call someone's name, even keneged an erba wouldn't be a problem because over there you don't mean the shame Hashem. The Mela, we're not worried to be mezalzel that name. So I gave out this paper. I don't know if you saw it. It's a very fascinating thing. It's a very interesting story that happened to me, but it's a little late. If you want, I'll tell it to you some other time. But I happen to have written a letter that Rabbi Yashuv signed on to the bottom of. It's a very long story. It wasn't because of me, it was because of someone else. But if you look at Rabbi Yashuv's signature, you can make out that the first word is Yosef, and the Fei operates as a Shin, right? And in that loop, that big loop, is a Lamed, that longer line is a Lamed, then there's a Vav, and afterwards is scribbled somehow El Yashuv, but there's no mem there. El Yashuv, in all his signatures, does not have a mem in the word Shalom. El Yashuv is makbid on this Ramah. El Yashuv is clear, it's known that El Yashuv never writes, it's always Shin, Lamed, Vav, with a Strechel, not Shalom. His name is Yashuv Shalom? What? Oh, it's Yashuv Shalom, very good, okay. Okay? Oh, your mom is Yashuv, same name. Your name, you're related to the Leshem? No. You didn't come from. Okay, good. Rabbi said, but I want to ask you the problem over here. Lemaisa, that's what Rabbi Yashuv's makbid on this thing. But if you look in the letters of the Chazon Ish, you'll see that the Chazon Ish, whenever he's giving a bracha to someone, will write Shin Lamed Vav with a Shtrechel, right? But when he writes a person's name, he will always write the person's name in full. Shin Lamed Vav Mem. So this, what did the Chazon Ish hold? That is exactly how like the Rabbis. Clear like the Rabbis. It's clear that he held that we're using someone's name, so it's not the Shem Hashem. You're not invoking the but when you're talking, giving a bracha over there, you're invoking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. You're invoking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So over there, so it would come out lechoira that whether you can call someone by Shalom with one head uncovered, even if you want to go with the Magen Avraham, or if you want to what? If you in a Makom Metunef or in a Merchat, that would only be a Zichler, not the Chazon Ish, it would be a problem to say Shalom Aleichem. But someone's name, according to the Chazon Ish, would be Mutter, and according to Rabbi Yashuv, who goes to his Machmer, like the Ramah, Lechera would be also. But Lechera, since the Shach really doesn't pass him like the Ramah, and the Radvaz goes that way, and we have the Chazon Ish, Mistama, one could be Seimich on the fact that all these sheet is held this way, and one could and use a name of Shalom and even write the name of Shalom, but the bracha of Shalom one shouldn't write. Okay. Now, I wanted to talk about this Vav Ketiyah in Shalom. The Gemara in Brachos tells us a very interesting thing. There were three matanos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael. And every one of these matanos was given only with Yisurim, with pains. What are the three matanas? What are the three matanas? The three matanas are Torah, Olam Haba, and Shabbos. Every one of them. What did I say? I said Shabbos? I said Shabbos, I mean in Olam Haba. Sorry, excuse me. Correct. Torah, Olam Haba, and Eretz Yisrael. Only you only claim them the Yisrael. And the Shaila is, if we're talking about a matana, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a matana. You ever hear of a matana toiva that you have to struggle over? If you want to give me the matana, give it to me. You make me have pains for it. You have to make it. What's the chat? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives. Gives Olam Hava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Torah. We have to have Yisurim. We have to have travails over it. So Rabbi said, we just read the fifth parak. Actually, we have read the sixth parak. But in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, there is a mission that says Ben Hei Hei Oimer Lefum Tzara Agra. Vos meit Lefum Tzara Agra. The fum tzaraga pashas a person means the more pain you have, the more scar you get. The Rambam doesn't learn that way. The Rambam says the fum tzara agra means that if a person wants to have a kinyan in Torah, if a person doesn't have toil in Torah, if a person doesn't have yisurim over Torah, if a person just, Lamashal, he's using Torah as an example, if a person learns Torah, the taina, beina, baina, relax. Without working, kimat she'ein bo tayelus. The Rambam's lashon is a teledikar Rambam. It says it's kimat. There's no tayelus in a person. Lefun tzaraga doesn't mean you get more schar. It means if your person wants to accomplish something in ruchnius, he has to have travails. He has to have pains. He has to work at it. If a person wins the lottery, or a person makes a quick stock trade, or a person works his whole life to make a certain amount of money, his asset sheet will read the same. He will have the exact same money. His kinyan is no stronger if he worked 100 years for something or he got it in one fell swoop. But in Ruchnius, that's not the way it works. In Ruchnius, if a person wants to have a kinyan in something, if a person wants to have a kinyan in a mitzvah, he has to strive for it. He has to struggle. If a person wants to have a true kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matana forever in Eretz Yisrael, that we should have a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael that should last through millennium when we're not in Eretz Yisrael. And a kesher to Eretz Yisrael, we have to struggle. It has to be with pains. And we'll only get Eretz Yisrael with pains, with more pains, with more yisurim. And if a person wants Torah, it's the same thing. If a person wants mitzvah, it's the same thing. And if a person wants Olam Haba comes with travail. It comes with pain. It comes with struggling. And that's the message. Rav Dessler writes this. That is the message in this Gemara. The message in this Gemara, that's a matana toivah. What is the word toiv? When the Eibishter says, V'yal l'kim ha'israel ha'asher asa, v'hine wat toiv? Kolam ha'asher asa is toiv ma'ay. But he made him, every other day was toiv. Toiv means, shteken grosh, shteken ramban. The world would have collapsed. Everything would be able to collapse. Toiv means, Hashem put it, toiv means kim. It remains. It's a fascinating thing. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz writes an unbelievable thing in Parsha Shmos. How come Paroi did not subjugate the Levim? You want to know why? Because he knew that out of Shevet Levi was going to come Mashiach Shal Yisrael. And the only way Mashiach Shal Yisrael is going to be able to come about and have a kinyan in Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the kinyan in getting the Torah, was with pain. So he didn't want to have Shevet Levi, that pain, so they won't be able to go out. But Moshe Rabbeinu was nice about Olam Chaveirai. Moshe Rabbeinu felt the pain of Klal Yisrael itself. The male of Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be Mashiach and Shal Klal Yisrael. There's an expression in the world. No pain, no gain. Forget about the world. I don't know what it is in the world. But in Ruchnius, that's the way it is. And in Ruchnius, everything could be a pain. Everything could be, everything, to fight over the Yetzirah, to come to a Shia once a week, could be Yisurim. And to be Koveya, especially in the summer times, the summer months, to be Koveya, not to miss a minion. and to be careful with what we look at and where we go and what we find ourselves. That's all Yisurim. And it's all Yisurim that are kinyanim la'ilam. And if a person is ogehitin and a person can reach unbelievable heights, we're going to come and mitzvah Shem and mitzvah Shem. Unfortunately, once again we come to the days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come to the Mashiach should come tomorrow, that we shouldn't have it. To the days of Bein HaMitzarim, to the days of the 3 weeks. No, it's a mixed emotion, the 3 weeks. It's the summer, we're frying, we're able to do this, that, and the other thing. Oh, it's a zman for Navel, it's a zman where it's difficult. Bein HaMitzarim. Mitzarim is where it's eng, it's meter, it's difficult, it's the straits. We all know that the pasuk in Eicha says Kol Reifah Yisigua Bein HaMitzarim. What does that mean? Kol Reifah Yisigua Bein HaMitzarim. All those that pursued Klal Yisrael Bein HaMitzarim, the victories against Klal Yisrael Bein HaMitzarim, Kol Reifah Yisigua, they reached Klal Yisrael, they attacked Klal Yisrael, they were able to get to Klal Yisrael Bein HaMitzarim. And the Eitz Zahara, if he's right if Acharenu, Yisigua Bein HaMitzarim. Shteitin Koshmitz Magid, Obel Lefum Tzara Agra. Nishna kol reitfeha yisigua. You could read the word reitfeha to be, split the word reitfeha. Kol reitfeha yisigua bein amasarim. But if a person says, fakert, I'm going to fight against the Eitz Zahara, I'm going to be reitfeha after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to be reitfeha. Lefun sara agra yisigua bein amasarim. A person could reach greater heights in the middle of the summer, greater spiritual heights than any other time of the year. Kol reitfeha yisigua. Anyone who's reitfeha after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefun sara agra. Through the travail and the pain, the yisurim, the fum tzara agra. A person can reach great heights. And in life, Rabbi say, in life, those that will stay for the Tevus HaVavrishay, after we're going to talk about it, that there really is no such thing as a dvar harashus. It's either a mitzvah or it's an avera, and it's a yisoy from the Tevus HaVavrishay. And a person has to realize that if he's not doing the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if he's not being right the fifth HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the right feha are going to be his siguha, certainly Ben HaMitzar. There is a fascinating gemara out of the pasuk in this week's parasha. In Yinoisim Lai is Brisi Shalom, a bris kuhunatz oilom. Shteken gemara in Kiddushin, a cholol adoch apostol l'koyim. Is a cholol allowed to avoida? No. Of a cholol she'obad. Avoidah like she'ira. Why? If you have a chol does the avoda, his avoda is ksheir. Shnei bris kuhuna soilu. Shteit in the Gemara that this ma'isa of Pinchas creates as a ma'isa. Nishna that it's a kuhuna la oilam. He wasn't supposed to have kuhuna, but he went through the travail and he went through. He was mekanei l'shem Hashem. He was kanei kinesi. He did something unpopular. He did something that was difficult. The Yetzirah would have told him no. And Pinchas got up, and Pinchas was mekara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was kinel l'shem Hashem. Pinchas saw a davar nevola, and Pinchas stood up and went against it. Pinchas says a bris kuhuna asylum that even his progeny, even a kohen cholol who does avoda, that avoda has a kiyum. Person does something with yisurim, with pains, it lasts forever. Rabbi Sai in the Mishkan, there were avnei shoyam that came with the anonym. There was a tachash that came up that was mamash that only existed in the times of what? And there's no remnant of it. But there's one thing there's a remnant of. They stand forever, shteitin rach, that the atashitim of the Mishkan sunk into the ground of the Midbar and they still are there standing, oimdim, they're oimdim, loshen hoida, they're oimdim today. Why? What were the atashitim made from? They were planted arozen trees that Avram Avinu planted and Yaakov Avinu brought it down to Mitzrayim and they replanted them in Mitzrayim and they took it out of Mitzrayim and they carried it with all the travail. Those are the things that last. The things that are difficult, Rabbi Yisrael. The things that are difficult to do, the godless of a yid, when he does something, he overcomes his yetzer, is something that lasts forever. That's bris kuhuna asylum. And it's something that we all have to know, especially in the summer months, when it's difficult, and it's a hard thing to overcome. But we all have to realize that it's when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And when it's difficult, that's when we have the greatest kinyonim. Zah gimorah in avayda zara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says there was a Zag Goy, and his name was Ketiah Bar Shalom. Ketiah Bar Shalom was an advisor. I'm having my words out. Okay, an advisor to the king, to the czar, to the Caesar. And the Caesar was upset at Klal Yisrael, and he asks Ketiah Bar Shalom. The words sound familiar. Ketiah Bar Shalom. Love Ketiah and Shalom. And Ketiah Bar Shalom, he asks him, if a person has a yabelas, a person has a sore, a person has a cancer in his leg, what should he do? And he was referring to the Jewish people. He says, you should cut it off. But you should cut it off. A person has a yabelas in his leg, he's got to cut it off. It's going to destroy the rest of his body. But you're never going to be victorious over Klal Yisrael. Why are you never going to be victorious over Klal Yisrael? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu will fight for them. You're not going to, anybody who starts up with them is going to lose. He says to Ketiah Bar Shalom, you're right. And I'm not going to start up with the Jewish people. But there's a rule. Anyone who bests the Caesar is dead. So thank you very much for your advice. I will take your advice, but you're dead. I was standing there. Hahu Matronisa was standing there, and she said, oy, terrible. This person is going to go to the next world. This person is going to go to the next world without schar, without payment. He's not going to be able to go into the next world. Why? Because he was an oral. He had an orally, when it was never Gemal, the Gemara says he took and he fell on his sword and he was mal himself, mamish, on the spot with azap pain. He was mal himself on the spot. And what happened? He was zoichel olam habo. Azoy the Gemara and Ketiah Bar Shalom. The face with Yisurim. With Yisurim, a person could be kaina. Olam habo, that's a kinyan la olam. There's a parasha from Benoy Slavchot in our parasha. So tell the Gazak, why do you call Benoy Slavchot? You know, Milka, Noya, Sirtzo, those were the names. What's the chat for Benoy Slavchot? Everybody knows who was Slavchot. Gemara says Slavchot was the Mekoshish Eitzim. Who was the Mekoshish Eitzim? He was the first Michal Shabbos in Klal Yisrael. Why was he Michal Shabbos? Place him above Bashar, says Michal Shabbos to show the Chomer of Shabbos. Big Shabbos, Mokshin Sikh Laguf, or whatever it is. Kum Techoy Sazoy. The reason why Benoy Slavchot. Gemara Rashi says, Benoy Slavchot, why was the Torah written? It should have been written Al Yidei Moshe. Why was it written Al Benoy Slavchot? What was the schus? The schus was, there was Slavchot. Slavchot was Moshe Nefesh for Shabbos. Shabbos, that's why I said Shabbos before, is a Me'ein of Olam Haba. Just like Olam Haba is Nikna B'Yisurim, Shabbos is Nikna B'Yisurim. And how did Benoy Slavchot get a Kenyan in the Oretz, which is the other thing that is B'Yisurim? Because they were Benoy Slavchot. Because their father was Moshe Nefesh for Shabbos, they have a Kenyan, they have a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. Kum Techayis Rabboisai, the Gantz Parsha from Pinchas. What Pinchas is teaching us, Rizk Hunas Olam, a Kenyan forever. A person wants to have a Kenyan forever. He has to work for his mitzvahs. They have to matter. They have to care about our mitzvahs. Our mitzvahs, our Torah. We have to realize that even if it's difficult, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. The Kotzke, the famous Kotzke. Yivaldi Kotzke. Always great. Al-Taymel l'kesha efna esh n'shem aloy tipona. What does that mean? Don't say, when I have time, I'll learn, because maybe you'll never have time. So the Velt learns. Shadis, it's a Nebuch. Maybe you'll never have time, so you better learn now, because you might never ever learn anything. Tells us that the Kotzke, no. If Shad is, what do you think you don't have time for? Because the Eibishter wants you to learn when you don't have time. Shema loyti pona is the pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to learn when you don't have time, when it's difficult to you. That's not time to look at your Efna Eshna, because your whole chiv is to learn when it's difficult. We all know that the word Pinchas, the name Pinchas, is a marshal in halacha that says, one of my names, that l'chadchila, you should never write it, you should write it with a yud. You write Pinchas with a yud. If you write it without a yud, it's b'dieved, it's kosher. In fact, I once had a possible an aide, because an aide didn't want to write his name Pinchas with a yud, and he kept writing it without a yud, and I said, no, you have to write it with a yud, and he said, no, it's not my name. I said, well, okay, it might not be your name, but you're also not an aide. Okay, you can't do that. Fine, Pinchas with a yud. Oh, but if you look in Al-Chasidus Shasor, Pinchas is on a yud, and there's a lot of Torah that Pinchas was without a yud before this mice. What's the gematria of Pinchas? Pinchas without a yud is 198. Pinchas with a yud is 208. Yitzchak is 208. Yitzchak was the paradigmatic Moshe Nefesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's Yitzchak. When was Pinchas Zoicha to go from Pinchas to Pinchas with a Yud with this Maisa. So that's the Vov Ketiyah. Just like Ketiyah Bar Shalom was Maisa Nefesh and he was Koina Olam Haba, with Ketiyah Bar Shalom, in the name Shalom we have a Vov Ketiyah. That's a Ketiyah Bar Shalom. That Vov Ketiyah adds a Yud. Vov Ketiyah is what? You cut off a Vov, what do you have? You have a Yud and a little stick. That Yud goes into Pinchas' name. That's Hinani Bright Nesamay is Brisi Shalom. That bris of Shalom, that bris of peace, that Vav Kiti and the name Shalom, that is that defines what Pinchas did. The Moisa Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Moisa, everything today is a Mesiris Nefesh. Everything to come to this Medrash, to come to Davin, in the environment that we live in, and to put away time, to be Kovei Itim L'Torah, is Taka Mesiris Nefesh. We should take a bizoicha to go Michael El Choyom. We should be zoicha to have Alek in Yonim. And we should, and the Yisurim should, these should be the Yisurim. The Yisurim should be the Yisurim that bring us to Avodas Hashem. And we should be take a bikoina on Lom Haba. We should be kind of Eretz Yisrael. We should be kind of Torah. And we should be zoicha to see the Vinyan Ben Herbi Yemenu. And the Zman of the Bein HaMetzarim should take a be a right of Kohi Sigur Bein HaMetzarim.